Mingo Tart reads Hungry Like the Wolf by Simona Slytherin. Summary: Harry Potter goes apple bobbing for Snape's cock.
Hmm.
Snape grinned as he carefully laid underneath the barrel, positioning his naked body so his prick accurately throbbed in comparison to the size of the hole at the floor of the barrel. He wiggled around, thoroughly sealing it with his erect length. He filled the wooden container with fresh, clean water, paying mind to conjure the ripest of apples to go in for the apple bobbing spree for the Hogwarts Halloween celebration. Of course, his vivid pink tip would be the brightest apple in the crop. Hogwarts was hosting a magic-free Halloween festival to take place in the Great Hall, and there would be events such as diving for apples, decorating pumpkins, the old-fashioned muggle way, among many other activities. It was a chance for the students to get accustomed to and begin to appreciate muggles and their cheerful traditions. Severus had promised McGonagall that he would fix the massive gaping hole that caused quite a tizzy with a simple spell, telling her to go finish organizing the photo booth, and he would busy himself with it. Throwing his borrowed cloak of invisibility on, he crawled under the barrel, resting on his back, so his willing friend sealed the leak. His flesh rod was not obscured by the cloak, peeking in the waters like a curved Nessie. His inflated manhood rose to the challenge, prodding the apples merrily in their sides as it leapt at them like a toilet snake burying itself in a weary bottom. The celebrations began. Festive bats, followed from Snape's mangy dungeon, began to flutter about, squeaking as they made contact with the magical leaves they floated about, but disappeared once they hit the ground. Harry Potter ambled about with his two goons, the bushy-haired crony suggesting they have to go apple bobbing. "I used to frequently go apple bobbing with my friends in my youth," Hermione exclaimed as she quickly grabbed the most enticing apple easily with her jaws. Snape grimaced, propelling his bulgy-vulgy, so it resting in a docile manner on the floor of the barrel. He wanted his daddy to eat his chewy fruit. Fortunately, his loving culprit was blessed with the luck of being enticed to have a go himself. "Come on, Harry, try it!" Hermione invited her friend, Harry Potter, to exercise his fortune. The scraggly-looking adult nodded eagerly, licking his lips at the thought of the enticing crunch of the delicious fruit. Ron grumbled from behind his boy's flank. "I wanna go!" he shouted, stamping his foot viciously on the moss-ridden stone tiles of Hogwarts Castle. Hermione rolled her eyes at his regressive behavior. They were all adults, yet Ron was enacting the mannerism of a spoiled child. "Fine, Ronikins, you may go apple bobbing after Harry. Mummy Hermione permits you go," grimaced Hermione. Ron clenched his teeth, stamping his foot once more before heading towards the stoic wooden instrument. He sank his head rapidly in the depths of the barrel, missing the apples by a wide mark. However, he hit Snape's extension of himself as Ron brushed his hand against his prick on his way out of the haunted waters. Immediately, a stream of white was released into the potent waters. Snape grunted as he let himself go unconsciously from the sudden and unexpected touch.
"This water tastes weird,"
Ron complained as he slid his head out recklessly out of the nimble water. Hermione simply sighed and encouraged him to try again, reassuring him that he's sure to catch an apple this try. Ron dived once more, hearing an excerpt of Snape's jarring moans as he swiftly took the fruit between his yellowed chompers.
"I didn't know apples could moan,"
he stated in a flummoxed manner. "There are many things that you don't know, Ronnie Cakes," uttered a sympathetic Hermione whilst patting his freckled shoulder that was exposed from his grimy white tank top. Harry grinned, knowing what was waiting for him at the bottom. "My turn," he affirmed, heading towards the expectant barrel and eagerly diving his head in with a muffled chorus of excitement. He engulfed Snape's shaking mound of flesh, the sweet scent tickling the hairs of his nostrils as he gasped upon the arrival of the hot, white liquid that soothed his throat like a warm cup of tea. Harry grabbed the flaming tip with his rough knuckles, the vibrating trouser snake demanding attention from Britain's finest. Stroking it like a cat, he wrapped it around his tongue, loving the way the tail rattled in his warm cage, like a dove willing to be set free. Snape's swimmers were granted liberty from his tender bulls as they pursued the happiness of Harry's pressured mouth. Hermione and Ron gasped and ran away, with Ron's crud-colored orbs covered by Hermione's insistent and firm palms. Too bad. Unlike Harry Potter, Ron had no idea of any sort of unholy lewdness. Dumbledore watched as their moans overtook the festival.